Do please sit down. So, back to Inside Out. In the film, the big thing that happens to Riley is that her parents move from rural Minnesota to San Francisco. And for reasons that are far too complicated to explain, you'll just have to watch the film, I'm afraid, but Riley loses her emotions of joy and sorrow. It means that her emotions are completely out of balance, only disgust, fear, and anger left. And when that's the situation, things start to go wrong. Well, we all recognize that from home life, don't we? Wrong emotions come to the surface. We end up saying and doing things that we know we shouldn't really. And Riley kicks off, and then her dad overreacts back, and it all goes very, very badly wrong. Of course, the film kind of makes excuses for Riley. She's lost her joy and sorrow. She isn't to blame for what happens. And it's so easy to try to excuse ourselves. Oh, it was just my emotions. But the Bible doesn't give us that excuse. You see, when we do wrong, when we sin, it alienates us from others. And it actually alienates us from the God who has made us, the God who loves us, and the God who is the only one who can give us life. So Riley's been moved from her childhood home to a very different place, San Francisco, and she's lost her emotions of joy and sadness. She's angry about having been taken there. Her new environment fills her with disgust, and she's fearful of the people there. She wants to go back to where she was happy. So she decides to run away. I guess that many of us will have kind of felt that way. We want to run back. We want to run away back to a time in the past when things were so much better. Nostalgia isn't actually one of the emotions we meet in Riley, but it is such a powerful thing. But ultimately, it's unfulfilling because we can't go back. You might be able to physically go back to a place from your past, but you can't go back in time. You can't go back to where you were. Right at the start of the Bible, the first man and woman lived in Eden, the perfect home which God had made for them. But then they turned away. They rebelled against God. They ran away from him. They were driven out of Eden. And I've wondered for a long time, do we have in our DNA that faint trace of a memory of that perfect home? Which means that we're never quite at home wherever we are. We're always longing for that perfect home we were made for. Riley wants to go back. But it would be futile. She will never be able to restore her life to what she wants it to be. Just as you and I can't. As Damien grows up, he'll make mistakes. And one thing is certain. He will never be able to fix his own life. None of us can. The situation for Riley seemed hopeless. Joy and sorrow were lost in her long-term memory. Couldn't find their way back to Riley's immediate experience. And then, in her long-term memory, they had come across someone. Bing Bong. He'd been Riley's childhood imaginary friend. And he still loved Riley, even though she'd long forgotten him. And Bing Bong had a plan to restore joy to Riley. So the only way joy could be restored to Riley was through Bing Bong sacrificing himself. And that's the point where the world of Inside Out and the world of the Bible just connect. Let's listen now to a famous passage from the Bible. Thomas is going to surge forward from the back of church and read it for us.
Today's reading is taken from 1 Peter 2, verse 21 to 25, and can be found on page 1218 on the Pew Bibles. To this you are called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and forgive and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherds and overseers of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks, Thomas. So in Inside Out, Bing Bong sacrifices himself to restore Riley's joy, even though she had long forgotten him. But what Jesus did when he died was far more amazing and wonderful than that. He died to put right all that we'd done wrong, all that spoiled our lives, all the ways in which our emotions have messed us up and messed up our relationships with others and with God. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross. And he did it even though we had forgotten him, even though we so often ignore him. And he did it so that we could have a new start. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you've been healed. Riley wanted to go back to Minnesota because she thought that by going back, she would get her joy back and everything would be like it was at first. But that could never work. She could never save herself, just like we can't save ourselves. We cannot put right the fundamental things that are wrong with us and with our lives. We need someone who can do more for us than Bing Bong did for Riley. We need someone who can wipe out all that we've done wrong and give us a new start. We need someone who can enable us to live, not dominated by emotions which make us self-centered and ironically so spoil our lives, but who can enable us to live life to the full. And that's what Jesus came to do. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have been restored to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Our rebellion drove us away from God's presence, away from that Eden paradise we were made for. But by dying for us, Jesus dealt with all that, so that now, once again, we can be friends with God. We can actually have joy restored. So how can that happen? What happens to Riley when joy and sadness return to her? So for Riley, the important role that sadness played was to make her feel sorry for herself. She looked back at the past, she realized all that she'd lost. And I guess that's a natural emotion for all of us. It's that nostalgia thing again. But really, feeling sorry for ourselves doesn't change anything. Sadness does have an important part to play, but it isn't about feeling sorry for ourselves. It's about feeling sorry for all that we've done wrong and turning from it. It's about returning to the shepherd and overseer of our souls, turning ourselves around. It's about repentance. Maybe that's why so many people don't accept this wonderful free gift of new life, because it involves admitting what's gone wrong in the past, admitting that it can't be blamed on someone else, it can't be blamed on our emotions. We are to blame. But when we turn in repentance and faith to Jesus, he deals with it all. He gives us new life. He doesn't take us back. He takes us forward.